News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
We thank Rob Center again, our fabulous producer. We thank you for joining us. Post a positive message on social media. That's the word of the day when it comes to the kindness campaign. So across from me, a man who is, I think he's pretty much always kind. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body. Unless you're a fish or a deer, and then he wants you dead.
Certain times of the year, maybe.
Yeah, welcome aboard. Joe Kantz is here, Snyder County Commissioner, Chairman. Of course, he's a good singer in True Heart, so folks have seen him around here. And a real doer. He worked for the North Shore Railroad?
Correct, yes.
North Shore, okay. I never know which railroad is which, but that whole conglomeration is just a real public asset around here. So we appreciate all you do in that regard, too. So thanks for coming in. We're going to talk all about something. It's not too often you can come in here and talk about something I don't know anything about at all. Failure Lake. So introduce us to that, a little history, and tell us
sure.
What's coming up.
So Failure Lake was one of three lakes that was built back in the early 80s in the Snyder County area. And that was built by the NRCS, some grants that were provided by NRCS. And the lake actually, when it was originally planned, Mark, was going to be 400 acres large, but something happened back then. I wasn't around in government back then, but there was a change, and so the lake ended up being 140 acres large. The county owns about 800 acres, including the lake, so we own ground all the way around the lake. Lots of farmland, lots of forest land, and there's a lot of a lot of fishing that goes on out there. There's a lot of bird watching. There's a lot of hunting and just all kinds of outdoor recreational opportunities from a sportsman's perspective or sports lady's perspective. Great place to go see bald eagles if you like to get some good pictures of bald eagles. There's been very few times that I've been to the lake and have not watched the eagles flying or perched in a tree somewhere over the water. Lots of geese and ducks and lots of waterfowl and birds and all kinds of things to see out there from a natural habitat standpoint. But we really feel that the lake is a true asset to the county and our residents. We've tried to, in the last number of years, tried to better manage that property. We took over the management, the day-to-day management of the property and the farmland we had an agreement for many, many years, about 35 years, there was an agreement the county had with the Pennsylvania Game Commission. And we said, hey, we feel like we're not managing this property to its fullest extent. So we took that ownership and management back from the Game Commission, and we now manage that ourselves. We have about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, we formed the Failure Lake Advisory Committee. So we have a group of five folks that sit with different expertise added to forestry and farming and management of land, things like that, that serve on that advisory committee to help guide and give suggestions to the commissioners. Here's some things we think maybe we need to do at the lake. The other thing we've tried to do, be very, very diligent about, is obviously I've always been a big proponent of not putting a lot of public tax dollars into recreation. I mean, not that we don't want recreation. We surely do. But there's a lot of other things that we are mandated to serve in the county that we have to do. And they really take precedent because we've got to do them. Whether it's protecting children from abuse.
Budget,
or
you
absolutely
won't raise taxes unless you...
Well, unless it's absolutely necessary.
Absolutely have to, that kind of thing.
So one of the things we did was when we started managing the property here a few years ago, we put out a lease for the land for farming. And so we have a certain number of acres that we farm. We put that out for bid, so the top bidder got to take over the farming of the property for 5 years. And we've completely segregated that money into a separate account for the lake property. Now, we have some routine maintenance, inspections of the dam, things like that that we have to do every year that we take out of those monies. But we've been letting that money build up a little bit by little bit each year, and we're continuing to do that. But we're getting to a point now where we have Snyder County is one of two or three counties in the state that has not done a green space and greenway and open space comprehensive plan. So DCNR is very interested in helping us to get a grant through their process this year to fund that plan. That plan will then roll into our comprehensive plan for the entire county, which we'll get to the next step. But as part of this first step in the plan, one of the things we want to do is ask the public for their input. What would you like to see at Failor Lake? We have been working on trails for the past, 5 years, thanks to a young man who was an Eagle Scout. Anthony Lorraine has now moved out of school and moving and working in life and raising a family. But he really helped us get the first leg started, and then we built another leg, and then we built another leg, and so we're just about all the way around the lake. We're going to hopefully finish that up in 2020. The township supervisors in Spring Township have been so very helpful. Obviously, our county doesn't own equipment and a lot of manpower to do some things. They've been helping us out. It's been just magnificent.
Snyder County doesn't even own a backhoe?
We do not. No backhoes.
That's funny.
But
half the township or half
you just
the
call your neighbor.
Yeah, one.
Just call your neighbor and get one. That's all.
Right. So you're the only person without one.
Yeah. So we're going to have this meeting coming up next Monday night at the Middle Creek Area Community Center in Beaver Springs. Anytime from 5 to 8. It's not a public presentation per se. It's just we're going to have some boards on the wall. Come in, take a look at the overview of the property and bring suggestions. Would you like to see horseback riding? Would you like to see bird watching? Would you like to see boating or canoeing?
Or biking. I ride
biking,
bicycles
sure.
sometimes.
A lot of these things already exist at the lake, but we want to refine them. So, you know, maybe if we get enough outcry for horseback riding, let's say, well, maybe we don't want to have horses on the walking trail. Maybe we have a separate set of trails for horses. Maybe we have some places where they're combined. I don't know. But this is all, it's a blank canvas right now. So bring your ideas to the meeting. If you'd like to see something specific at the lake, then we want to hear your ideas.
This is Monday, February 17th, this coming Monday, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Middle Creek Area Community Center, the MAC, out in Beaver Springs. So you'll have what there? What kind of people and what kind of displays?
So all three commissioners will be there. This is a project that all three of us are very excited about. And
who are the commissioners?
So, well, we're very fortunate to have Mr. Chuck Steininger and Mr. Adam Ewig as my colleagues. And I got to tell you, we've been super busy since they got into office. We have just been working so hard on so many different things. This is just one of them. But I'm just very blessed to have two gentlemen that are just rolling up their sleeves and just we're going at it, man. It's catch-up time.
Well, that's true, and you got a lot to do this year, so there's a lot you want to accomplish. We did talk a tiny bit about that earlier. So the MAC in Beaver Springs, the place to be Monday night, 17th, from 5 to 8 p.m. You'll have all kinds of displays, and you'll have pictures like this, like the aerial
Correct.
Picture.
Yes.
And you'll be able to see where the trails are and where the creek came from and where it goes to after the dam, all that sort of thing will be on display here. As you do this visioning, what do you think sort of is an ideal outcome, or is that precisely what you want to determine is what people think an ideal outcome
sure.
would be?
Sure. I mean, obviously, the commissioners have talked with our conservation district. I have to give them credit as well. They've been unbelievable at putting together, working on the trail. In fact, they are sponsoring a first-ever trail race, and I'm not a trail racer, but I like to race with four wheels under me, but a trail race coming up. It's the day before Earth Day, April 25th, Saturday. You can go online right now, and I don't have that address, but there's a Facebook page for the Failor Lake Loop, which will be the name of the race. We hope this is the first annual race, and we're hoping for a couple hundred people to join in. There'll be, you know, lots of things.
Fundraising component?
It is. It's to help raise money for the educational component that our conservation district does to teach kids in classrooms about fish and wildlife and conservation of our soils and our land around us. So they're doing a stellar job.
All right. Well, we'll post the link at WKOK.com on this interview page. On our podcast page. It's falconracetiming.com to start. And if you can remember the name Failor Lake Loop, you'll link right to
yep.
it, and that'll be the way to go. So that'll help out the Conservation District, and they are in turn helping out here. What does it mean to you as a county leader when you get this kind of an asset that just gets better and becomes more attractive, gets a reasonable amount more use
sure.
and so on? What's that mean to you?
Well, I mean, I think any county that has a natural asset like this, it can do a number of things, Mark. It can, number one, it enhances our quality of life. So if we can get out on a weekend and take a walk around the lake and see some nature and just kind of unplug, get the cell phone away from us and not worry about what's on Facebook and what political party's doing what and all that nonsense. Just unplug and take a break. God has given us this resource. Let's take advantage of it. Let's use it and let's let it help us. You're talking about being kind. Let's help it help us be better people, because the more we can connect to nature, the more we see what God has given to us and how He has made this for us to be stewards of, and we need to do our best to take care of our land around us, and number two, enjoy what He's given to us. Enjoy what we've got.
Well, where people are drawn to water, and you just explained why. Where do I get more information on this right now if I want to know more about this today?
Sure. Well, you can see articles in the Snyder County Times and the Daily Item, and I'm not sure. So the county doesn't have a Facebook page. I'm talking about unplugging. But you can find out more. It is on our conservation website, Facebook page as well, at the and on the website as well. It's SnyderCounty.org, and you'll link to the Conservation District right there. There's a tab, and all the information is on the conservation page.
This info's there, plus the release you came out with
Correct.
Not too long ago.
Yes.
Fabulous. Okay, super. Snyder County Conservation District. Well, yeah, they were a forward-thinking group before this popped up, so they're just super all the way around. Mr. Kantz, please come back and talk to us. We'll bring you back on the Mark, because I got 1,000 questions about Snyder County governance and future and your new commissioners. I'm ashamed to admit I haven't even met Adam yet.
Well, I'd love to have both of them come in with me.
As long as
you're kind, Mark, long as you're kind.
Put on one of those buttons so that you leave here even kinder than when you came in. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Appreciate Thank you it. For letting us tell everybody about it.
Joe Kantz, Snyder County Commissioner Chairman.